Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 23rd. Restating the not-so-obvious, Deuteronomy chapter 1. 40 years have now passed since Israel fled Egypt for the Promised Land. The bones of the Exodus generation lie scattered in the desert as God had declared would happen for their obstinate unbelief. It's time for a new start with a new generation. God therefore has Moses restate the law, weaving in historical fact, personal and corporate experience, and devotional teaching, thus the name Deuteronomy, or Second Law. Every generation has a responsibility to pass on its lessons to its successor. Boy, did the Israelites have some lessons to transmit. And Moses zeroes in on their most profound one, the stubbornness of his generation when it came to God's voice. "Don't repeat it," was his command and plea. Why? Because everything in life hinges on our relationship with God. When God commands, counsels, urges, teaches, or exhorts us to do things like take the Promised Land, even in the face of human impossibilities, we reject his voice to our utter loss and even peril. God only is involved with us for our temporal and eternal good, not bad. In short, Moses is pleading with the younger generations not to repeat the folly of their parents. Listen to God and you will experience an extraordinary, fulfilling, and successful life. Don't listen to him and taste what it means to have God set against you. I could extrapolate and pontificate a lot from this as a baby boomer with 3 kids in the next generation, but I won't. Form your own conclusions about that. But here in our text, Moses focuses clearly on the one sad and altogether avoidable experience of the older generation and passes on its warning to the younger ones. We should take heed from these words, "See, I have given you this land. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore he would give to your fathers. Do not be afraid or discouraged." Thanks for joining me. We'll be back tomorrow.